up to Zayin Amid Beis, to that Gufa. Gufa, Amar Rav Chisda. Noatz Klana B'Shus HaYachid. Person put a stick into the Shus HaYachid. He planted it in the ground. The Zorak V'Nochal Gabok. And he threw something that landed on the top of the stick. Afilu Gavah Me'a Amma, even if the stick is 100 amas high, so the thing is suspended 100 amas above the Rishus HaYachid, Chay, Mitmeshi Rishus HaYachid, Ola Ad Rokiyah. There's two chidushim here. One is that even above 10 tfachim, unlike Rishus HaRabin, the Rishus HaYachid extends indefinitely. The second chidush is it doesn't have to be on a Mokum Dalet, that the thing is resting on a stick, which is not Dalet al Dalet. And still, Rav Chisda holds, and Rishus HaYachid, for some reason, you don't need a Mokum Dalet al Dalet. Tosus over here learns that it's only in Rishus HaYachid, and it's because Rishus HaYachid is commanded mal yadami. Anything you have Rishus HaYachid with mechitzas, it's like the whole thing is stilled up, so it's like it's solid. So wherever the thing is resting, it's resting on the Dalet al Dalet, because it's considered like it's solid. So that's only a halacha by Rishus HaYachid. Before, on Dav Dalet, Tosis brought down a Rashba that what's it called, that even Rishus HaRavim, which is the whole, you don't need Mokum Dalet al Dalet. Not Dav Dalet and Rishus HaYachid. But in any case, we'll learn like Tosis is over here, that what's it called, that Rav Chisda is talking Davkin Rishus HaYachid, and because of Besa Kamandam Al Yadam, that the whole house, or the whole Rishus, is considered one solid thing, and therefore you don't need a Makom Dalet and Rishus HaYachid. So, Lema Rav Chisda the Omer Karevi. Let's say Rav Chisda holds like Rebbe in the following Machlos. See for Rashi first. No Rashi. Okay. What's the machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbana? The Tanya, Zorak v'noch al gabi ziz kol shehu. If you threw something and it rested on a protrusion from a wall, right? That's what we think now, which is, again, not dalet. Rebbe mechayiv and chachomim potter. Rebbe says you're chayiv and the chachom hold your potter. So it would seem that this is the machlokas Rebbe and the chachomim. It came to rest on a place that's not dalet al dalet. And Rebbe holds your chayiv. Rashi, Domer Karebi, Globoy Hanocha al Gabi Mokum Dalet. You don't need Hanocha on a place that's 4x4. Zorak Benoch, Kosol Kadaitik, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid. Now we think that it's talking where you threw something from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYachid, and it came to rest on a little protrusion, and like a stick, or whatever, a bar, a
ledge.
Whatever. No, it's not a ledge. It's a protrusion like a stick that's sticking out of the wall. That's a ziz. A ziz is like a beam that sticks out of the wall. Okay, so even if it's kosher, even if it's not dalet al dalet, still you're chayit. So Rebbe holds that in Rishus HaYachid you don't need what's it called dalet al dalet, and the Chacham hold you do. So Rav Chisda only goes like Rebbe. Amar Abaya, so Abaya says no. Rishus HaYachid de kulei amelo pligek to Rav Chisda. Right, in Rishus HaYachid, if this would be talking about a regular Rishus HaYachid, then everybody would agree with Rav Chisda that you don't need a Mokum Dalet. Elohacha be'ilan ha'omeg Rishus HaYachid, the nofel notel Rishus HaRabim. It's talking about a tree that is planted in Rishus HaYachid, and the branch extends into Rishus HaRabim. The zorak v'noch al nofel, and you threw something, and it landed on the branch. Okay, the Rebbe Sover Amrin and Shadi Nofer Basar Ikra. Rebbe holds, and it's in Rishus HaRabim, what's it called, the branch. So it's talking where you're either throwing from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, or Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRabim. And it came to rest on the branch. So now, in Rishus HaRabim, L'chora, everybody holds that you need what's it called, the Dalet Al Dalet. Okay? The Shaila is this branch, even though it itself is not Dalet, but if you consider it that it goes after the tree is Dalet. So the branch then is also considered part of the tree, so it's considered Dalet. But if you don't consider the branch going after the tree, you look at it as a separate entity, then it doesn't have Dalet, so it's not in a place of Dalet. Rebbe holds Shadi Nofo Basar Ikro, right? The Rebbe Sover, Amrinin Shadi Nofer Basikro, you look at the branch as an extension of the tree, right? Legabi, the fact that it has a din of Dalad al Dalad, but not that it's in Rishus Hayoch, right? It's in Rishus Harabim Maisa. The Shadi Nofer Basar Ikro can't change the Rishus. Lamaisa, it's a branch, it's in Rishus Harabim. But Lamaisa, it's a branch that's in Rishus Harabim that's part of a tree. So it has a din of Dalad. And the Rabbanan hold lo shadi, the Rabbanan savri lo amrin shadi no for basar ikro. The Rabbanan hold, you don't say that you make the branch go after the tree, and what's it called? Therefore, it's not a makom dalid. And in Rishus Harabim, everybody holds, that's the way it seems over here, everybody holds you need a makom dalid. Okay, see Rashi. Okay, the nofo, no to Rishus Harabim, the Zorak, Mitchilas Dalad, the Sof Dalad, the Nocha Nofo. It's not talking anymore where you carry from Rishus Hayochid to Rishus Harabim or vice versa, but it's talking where you carried four Amos, you threw something, four Amos in Rishus Harabim, and it came to rest on the branch. So Rebbe holds Shodi Nofo Basar Ikro, the Choshev Agav Ikro, the Isbei Dalad. Right? And it's considered as if it would be on the, what's it called, on the tree itself, not in the different rishos, but the branch has the din of the tree. So the tree is dalad, the branch also has a din of dalad. Udrav Chizda, the lo karebi, udlo karabanan. And Rav Chizda doesn't go like either of them, because they're arguing in, what's it called, rishus harabim. Okay? And the Marsho explains, what's it called, why is it not like Rebbe or the Rabbanan? Why is Rav Chizda not like Rebbe? The Rav Chizda is talking Lecharon and Rishus Hayochid. They're not talking Rishus Hayochid. They're talking Rishus Harabim. So what's one thing have to do with the other thing? Right? Why is Rav Chizda not like Rebbe or the Rabbanan? Right? So the Marsha says that if you wouldn't need a Mokum Dal in Rishus Hayochid, like Rav Chizda holds, right, then it wouldn't be possible the Ikur, which is in Rishus Hayochid, should make the Nof considered a Mokum Arba, because in Rishus Hayochid, a Mokum Arba has no significance. Right? In other words, what we're saying now, we're saying that we the branch is considered a makom dalad in Rishus Harabim because it's connected to a tree which is in Rishus Hayochid, and it's considered a makom dalad. Okay? Right? But if the whole din of makom dalad wouldn't apply to Rishus Hayochid, right, then something that's a dalad in Rishus Hayochid is meaningless, because the whole Rishus is considered command demalia. So we wouldn't make the branch considered a makom dalad because it's connected to a tree. It's a Rishus Hayochid, right?
It's only makom dalad in order to make a Rishus Hayochid.
Yeah, but that's only where the makom dalad is a significant thing, right? Since you need a makom dalad.
The tree itself is a Rishus Hayochid because it's a makom dalad al dalad.
What?
Let's say the tree itself is now is a makom dalad al dalad, so therefore that is a Rishus Hayochid.
Yeah, but fine, but then you wouldn't be chayav for Zorik Rishus Harabim. Right, the Gemara is not talking about that. The Gemara is not talking where.
My point is that you need makom dalad al dalad. It is significant for it to make a Rishus Hayochid.
No. It's not. But it's not. The Maaser, it's not a Rishus Hayochid. It's in Rishus Hayochid. Right? It's in Rishus Hayochid. It doesn't have to be a Rishus Hayochid. The tree is not a Rishus Hayochid. But there's a makom dalad. Right? The tree may be less than 10 tefachim, whatever. Right? Okay. It's irrelevant. The fact is that the tree is significant. Makom dalad. Because a makom dalad is something special, right, in Rishus Hayochid. But if it's not, then the fact that the tree is a makom dalad has no meaning in Rishus Hayochid. It has nothing to do with anything, right? So that doesn't give any chashivas. So you can't make the branch more important than the tree itself. The tree itself has no chashivas halachically. That's what the Marsha is saying, right? Lo havi ikur. Shehu b'shus hayochid mashal the nof shu makom arba b'shus harabim kiven do ha'ikr gufei b'shus hayochid hu lo ichpaslon shom b'makom dalad. There's no meaning of a chashivas of a makom dalad b'shus hayochid. Every makom is makom chashiv and b'shus hayochid is commanded malya dami. So therefore, you can't say that the branch has chashivas because it's connected to a tree that's a b'shus hayochid, that's the makom dalad, because the makom dalad b'shus hayochid, the Marsha says, is meaningless. Okay. The Marshal says that what's it called, the diuk is a different diuk. Since they're not arguing in an ilan ha'omid rishus harabim, right? Dafka in an ilan that's in rishus hayochid, right? If it wouldn't be that in rishus hayochid, you also need dalid, right? Then the Gemara wouldn't have set shirayim in that kind of case, right? Mashma, that's important that the tree be in Rishus HaYachid, because there also you need a Makom Dalet. Okay, whatever, that's how Rashi holds, Rav Chisda would come out like no one, that everyone holds you need a Makom Dalet, both in Rishus HaYachid and in Rishus HaRavid. Lishnachrina, another Lashon Rashi says, Amar Abaye, but Rav Chisda, the Havi Rishus HaYachid, Afilu Rabbanan Molde. The opposite. Everybody holds a Rav Chisda. If it would be Rishus HaYachid, you wouldn't need a Makom Dalet. The Chiplige Rabbanan Bishadi Nofo Basar Ikra Hu Deplige. The only machlokas is in Rishus HaRabim, and there you do need a Makom Dalet. The question is it a Makom Dalet or not? But if it would be in Rishus HaYachid, everybody would hold that, what's it called, that you wouldn't need Dalet. So there's two ways of learning here. Either that Abaye is coming along to say nobody holds a Rav Chisda, and the machlokas is in a different thing completely, or everybody holds a Rav Chisda, and the machlokas is in a different thing. Okay. Let's go on. Omer Abaye. Zora kaveres, Rishus HaRabim. You threw a beehive into Rishus HaRabim from Rishus HaYachid. Gavoa yud, ve'eno rechov avav, chayiv. If the beehive is 10 tfachim high, but it is not 6 tfachim wide, in other words, the diameter, the beehive is round, okay? It's a cylinder. So it's a cylinder that's 10 tfachim high, and it's less than 6 tfachim diameter, okay? The diameter is less than 6 tfachim. Then you're chayiv. Rechov avav, pater, but if it's 6 tfachim, it's not 6 tfachim diameter, but if it is 6 tfachim diameter, then you're pater, okay? So now the question is like this. What's the Rashi? Gavoa yud, kolomar, afilu gavoa yud, even if it's 10 tfachim high. Im eino rechov avav, then tziyosa, if the diameter isn't 6 tfachim, chayiv. Vakaki chayfetz bi'amahu, because it doesn't have a din of Rishus HaYachid. Okay? A cylinder that is 10 tfachim high and not 6 tfachim wide is not, doesn't have the dimension. What's the Rishus HaYachid? We said 4 by 4, right, and 10 tfachim high. That's in a square. Not only in a square, but you need that the diagonal, what's it called, of a 4 by 4 square, right, is times the square root of 2. 5 2/5. In other words, 5 3/5, right, 5 3/5. So it would have to be, what's it called, in a cylinder, you would have to be able to convert it into a square with a dimension of a diagonal of 5 3/5. Okay, now the klal is the diameter of a circle. So if you take the circumference of a circle, right, would be pi c equals pi d, no? Pi times the diameter. So Rashi says that the ein rishus liatzma, if it's less than 6, then diameter of 6, then it's not going to be have the dimensions of Rishus HaYachid. Why? The lo havi Rishus Dioraisa, ela gova yud v'rechova dalar al dalar. The dimensions of a Rishus HaYachid is 10 tfachim high, 4 by 4 in length and width. Okay. Kedamina be'erudin. The chol shiurin de Shabbos sorech hein v'lachsoma. And it's not enough just 4 by 4. It has to be the diagonal of a 4 by 4. Which is again 5 3/5. The dover ogle ki merabas la mitocho umafka igul shesaviv haribua lo meshkachas beidalid meruboyim ilohavi igulo karv l'shisha. If the circle wouldn't be close to 6 diameter, you wouldn't get 4 by 4 if you made it into a square. Kedamrina gabi sukkah hasuya kikivshon, a sukkah that's made in a cylinder. You'd have to have a, what's it called, a diameter that would be 5 3/5, okay, in the circle. The chol tefach beribuo tefach utrei chumshi. And every tefach in a square turns into a tefach and 2/5 in a alakso. Right? If the side of the square is 1, then the diagonal is 1 2/5. So trechumshi, not 3/5, 2/5. Yeah. Hare he tfachim. Therefore, 4 by 4 would be 5 tfachim and 3/5. Okay. Ba'avaya lo dak, l'chumrahu de lo dak. So it comes out that if it would be more than 5 3/5 diameter, then it would be Rishus HaYochid. Okay? So Abaya just said, if it's not 6, okay, then you're still chayiv. And he was not dark, l'chumra. He added another 2/5, l'chumra. Okay? Ba'avaya lo dak, l'chumrahu de lo dak. U'lafrisho mi'isr Shabbos. Afal gavi yesh kan alachsom. Right, and really you should be pater, because we'll see in 1 second, they didn't throw reshuyos in the Mishkan, they threw chafetzim. Okay? So, therefore, if you throw a reshus, it's not doma to what was in the Mishkan. So really, it's a reshus from the time it has a diameter of 5 3/5 and more. You don't need 6 to be considered a reshus. Okay? So really, you'd be pater already if it was 5 3/5. But Abaya wasn't medayik. And he was machmer. So he said, unless it's close to 6, you're going to be, what's it called, you're going to be chayim. But the truth is, it doesn't have to be close to 6 to be potter. Even if it's 5 3/5, you'll be potter. Okay, d'yesh kan alachsom v'ein rechov ha-shisha mechayiv lei midrabanan ad d'ik ha-shisha avovadei le'inin korben lo'maisi yihav yehei tvachim v'gimu chumashim yichomshim. If you would have, what's it called, 5 3/5 diameter, you wouldn't bring a korben chatas. If you threw a cylinder that was 10 tvachim high and 5 3/5 tvachim diameter, right, you wouldn't be chayav achatas, because then it has really Rishus HaYochid. Okay, and throwing a Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, you're not chayav. The Havi Kizorik Rishus. So Rashi learns, because it's like you're throwing a Rishus. Now they ask, Lechora, on this very simple question. Lechora, what do you mean they didn't throw Rishuyos in the Mishkan? And I said, they did carry Rishuyos. They carried the Aram. The Aram was Rishus HaYochid. Right? It has 10 tefachim, was more than 10 tefachim high, and it was more than 4x4. So they carried it. And we learned the whole saw from the Aram. So they answer very simply. They carried Rishuyos, but they didn't throw them. Nobody threw the Aram. We're only talking over here about Zorek. It's not a halach of Motzi. According to Rashi, if you were Motzi, this cylinder, from Rishus HaRam, Rishus HaYochid, you'd be chayiv. They weren't motzi reshuyos, but they weren't zorek reshuyos. So zrika, you're not chayiv if you're zorek reshuyos. That's Rashi Shita. Tosfos learns, there's another reason why you're potter over here. And it's only by zorek also. You can't say, because Tosfos would be the same problem. Tosfos holds that if you throw it's not an inyan of the reshuyos. Because you see, when it comes to moshit, and when it comes to hotzi, that a reshus is the same thing as anything else, any other chayfet. So Lamaisa, they were motzi, so you can't say Zorek Rishuyos not, but yes, motzi Rishuyos. It's a different reason. He holds by Zorek, when you throw something that's a Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, as soon as it sets down, it's not Rishus HaRabim anymore. So you basically were Zorek from Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaYochid through a Rishus HaRabim. That you're not chayav for. You're not chayav for Zorek through a Rishus HaRabim into another Rishus HaYochid. And this is what happened. When it settles down, Rishus HaRabim, it's not Rishus HaRabim anymore. It turns it into Rishus HaYochid at the exact same time that it settles down. So it's the Rishus HaYochid and the whole Tzah come at the same time. You never were in Rishus HaRabim. The place that's sitting on is now Rishus HaYochid, because it's a Rishus HaYochid. Rashi would learn that's not the case. Lamaisa, when you threw it and it came to rest, it was in Rishus HaRabim. At that second, it becomes a Rishus HaYochid, but Lamaisi, it's a Rishus HaYochid that's resting, Rishus HaRabim. That wouldn't be a reason to patri you. Right? Tosus learns that it's Boyin Ka'achas, the Hanocha in Rishus HaRabim, and the fact that it's transformed, Rishus HaYochid come at the same time, and it never was settled in Rishus HaRabim. Rashi would have to learn that's not the case. You've settled the Rishus HaYochid in Rishus HaRabim. That's also your Chayef for. But if it wouldn't be, that you're not Chayef for Zorik Rishuyos. But in Tosfos also you have to say that they carried the Aron, whatever they carried, it became Rishus HaYochid. So they weren't carrying Rishus HaRabim. So you have to say also that that's what got me carrying. What got me throwing, the Rishus and the place come at the same time. Okay. Rechav Avav Potter, to have a Rishus Li'atzma, right? When it's a diameter of 6, then it has the same dimensions as if it would have a diagonal, what's it called, of 6, which would be the same dimensions of a 4x4 square, right? A 5.6 what's it called? Diameter is the same thing as a 4x4 square. Okay. The Anan mi Mishkan Gamrina. We learn from the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they threw needles one to the other. That's where you had Zorek in the Mishkan. They used to throw their needles when they were sewing the Urios or whatever. The Loa Yuzork and Rishuyos. They didn't throw Rishuyos. The Imtomar, the Logovo Asor and Nami Rishus the Asmahi, the Ashma Carmelis, Lechora, even if it's less than 10 Tvachim high. So it's not a Rishus Hayachid. It's a Carmelis, another Rishus. And if they didn't throw Rishuyos, then what's it called? Then they didn't throw Carmelises either. So you should be Potter if you throw a Carmelis also. Why does it have to be 10 tefachim high and it have a din of Rishus HaYachid? Let it be 8 tefachim high, right? Anything more than 3 tefachim, and it'll be considered a Rishus of Carmelis. Ahi lav midoraisa hu Rishus, elamid rabbonim, right? That's not considered a Rishus from the Torah. It's only considered a Rishus from the rabbonim. V'lo v'hokal al divrei Torah bo, k'gon zesh yifotar michatas, right? Here, they didn't make you Potter, they made the Carmelis lechumra, not lekula. Right? It's not considered a rishus min haTorah, so you're not throwing a rishus, right? And Tosa says the reason it wouldn't apply to a Carmelis is in Carmelis bekelim, like we had before, right? There's no such thing as a Carmelis when it comes to a kli. Carmelis is a rishus when it's in a domain, not when it's a kli. Kelim, they didn't make Carmelis bekelim, not lekula, not lechumra. So surely not lekula. Right, the Carmelis has a din of a Carmelis when it's a Rishus, not when it's a Kli. Kli is not a Carmelis. Rashi says more Pashut. Right, it's not considered Rishus min haTorah. So you can't say, well, you threw a Rishus, you didn't throw a Chayfetz. It's only a Rishus min haRabbanan. Min haTorah, it's not considered Rishus at all. So it's a Chayfetz. Okay. Okay, let's go on. And now a difference between Rashi and Tosus would be, what happens if the thing fell on its side and not straight up and down? So if the halacha is because you're throwing it into a Rishus HaYachid, it's only if it's up and down. But if it's on its side, it's not a Rishus HaYachid, right? But if the idea is they didn't throw Rishuyos, it's still a Rishus if it's on its side, right? It may not be a Rishus HaYachid in the Rishus HaRabim, but when you threw a Rishus, right? It has the dimensions of a Rishus, it's not a Chayfetz. So according to Rashi, it's not the kind of thing they threw in the Mishkan. According to Tosus, it would have to be a halachic Rishus HaYachid when it settled down. And if it's on its side, it's not a halachic Rishus HaYachid, even though it is has the dimensions of Rishus HaYachid. That's the idea. Okay. Okay. So that's a nafkamina, they say, between Rashi and Tosus, if it fell on its side. Fell on its side, it's not, you can't say that it fell into Rishus HaYachid. It fell into Rishus HaRab. But if you're looking at the dimensions of a Rishus HaYachid, that they didn't throw it, doesn't make a difference side or not side, it has the dimensions of Rishus HaYachid. It's not a Chayfetz, it's a Rishus. Okay. Weiter. Rava Omar, Afilu Eino Rechava Vav Potter. Even if it's not 6 Tvachim diameter, still Potter. My timer. I Efshar Lekrumio Shalkana Shalo Yalu Lamala Me'asara. Right, because a thing that's 10 tefachim high, right, a kaveris that's 10 tefachim high, has extensions that go beyond 10 tefachim. And therefore, when it came to rest, it wasn't totally in Rishus HaRabim. Part of it was above 10 tefachim. And if all of it is not resting in Rishus HaRabim, because above 10 tefachim is not Rishus HaRabim, part of it is out of Rishus HaRabim, then the whole thing you're not chayav. Okay, kofa al piha, if you threw it where the bottom, the open part, the extension of the mechitzas faces down, okay, shiva umashu chayiv, shiva umechza potter. If it's 7 with a little bit more, you're still going to be chayiv, because it doesn't have rishus hayachid. But if it's 7.5, you're going to be potter. Because 7.5, if you add another 3 tvachim, for lavud, it's going to be out of the 10 tefachim. Once it gets within 3 tefachim of the ground, the mechitzas extend because of lavud, right? So now you have, what's it called, a bit of it sticking out of the 10 tefachim. So you're going to be potter. But if it's anything less than that, then it's going to be, what's it called, still within the Shusharabi. Rav Ashi Yomer Afilu Shivu Mechzachai. My time on Mechitzus Latochen Asuyos. Rav Ashi holds that even if it's 7.5, right, it's still going to be, what's it called, going to be Chayiv. Why? Because when it rests on the ground, it's only 7.5 Tvachim high, so it's still in Rishus HaRabim. Elam, what are you going to say? When it gets within 3 Tvachim of the ground, it already has a din that the Mechitzas extend, and it's already, what's it called, and at that moment, it's considered like it's on the ground. And at that moment, part of it was out of Rishus HaRabim. So you should be Potter, because at the moment that it came to rest, in other words, when it was considered lavud, it was out of Rishus HaRabim. After that, it rested, but it was already Potter. Right? So that's nothing. No, this din that the mechitzas extend is only where the mechitzas are made for the outside. But by a kaveris, the mechitzas are made for the thing itself. There you don't hold lavud. You don't say that the mechitzas extend. The Rashi explains it. Rechava vav Potter, okay, we said this already. E'efshir, hoel u'gavoa yud. Since it's 10 tvachim high, a beehive that's 10 tvachim high, shelo yehe bo krumios min ha'si, shigavoa michavreim shel orev, v'olin l'malo miyud. It's impossible that the thing shouldn't have strands that extend above the 10. Right? Shu'aver makam tur. And if it's above 10, then it's not in Rishus HaRabim. It's part of, it's out of Rishus HaRabim, in the air above Rishus HaRabim that's higher than 10. The kimadalonicha kula Rishus HaRabim says the whole thing isn't settled in Rishus HaRabim. Part of this thing is above Rishus HaRabim. Lohavi hanocha lechiyuve. That's not a hanocha, that's a yumachai. It's your putter, and then two. Kofa al piha, vizorka, a'ena rechavak vavkoi. If you, however, put it, you've turned it up, not turned it upside down, you turned it in the way that the bottom of the kaveris faces down, right? So even if it's not 6 tvachim wide, right? Zayinu mashu chayim. Im gavoa zayinu mashu adayin chayim. If it's 7, even with a little bit more than 7, you're still going to be chayim. The kosh came pchusu mikan. Surely if it's less than 7. El afilu gavoa zayinu mashu, diikala meymer hoel michitzoseha lamata, the kaimalon halacha lemoshisina damrin lavud, akati kula nicha b'shus harabim. The chimat yopachos migimel, samach lekarka, v'omar bohem lavud, v'havi hainocha, akati kula b'avrishu amhei b'chayiz. Lavud is less than 3. So if you have a little bit more than 7, when it gets to less than 3, it's exactly 10. So as soon as it's considered on the ground, in other words, halachically, when is it considered on the ground? When it's less than 3 tvachim above the ground. So if you have, here, when you have, here's the kaveris. So it's 7 plus a little bit. When it gets to this point, close to the ground, which is less than 3, then it's considered on the ground. So here it's less than 3. Here it's 7 plus a little bit is exactly 10. So as soon as it's considered on the ground, it's only 10 tvachim. So it's still in Rishus HaRabim. But if it's anything more than a mashu, it's 7.5. So when it gets to less than 3, this point is above 10. It's 10 plus whatever little bit more than the mashuhu it is. So you have less than 3, you have 2.9 plus 7.3. So it's what's well, it's more than 10. So anything that will be considered, when it gets within 3 tvachim of the ground, right, it's going to be more than 10 tvachim high, counting that space, then you're nachayv. Because part of it is already out. Later on, it goes down onto the ground, right? That's nothing. That's already, it's considered down when it was in the air. So the fact that it goes farther down is meaningless. Okay, Rashi. Aval gavoa zayinu mechza, v'hu adin l'shnei mashuyim, pater. It doesn't have to be 7.5. Anything more than 7 plus a little bit, 2 little bits, okay? Because that little bit is what you need to make it considered lavud. It's not 3 is lavud. It's less than 3. So any little bit more than less than 3 is going to be what's it called mashlim to more than 10. The mechimata lepachos mishlosha samach lekarka amir lavud b'mechitzoseha. V'arihikimu nachas. V'nimtzu shu'uleho l'malo mi'asara. Comes out that the top is higher than 10 tvachim over the Rishus HaRabim. It's not Rishus HaRabim. So the whole thing is not Rishus HaRabim. In order to be considered a Hanacha, the whole thing has to be resting in Rishus HaRabim. But if part of it's not Rishus HaRabim, then you're not Chayiv on that. Ve'ena nocha kula b'shesorabim. U'b'shelo kafah, lekala meimer lovet. If you didn't turn it on the where the opening to the what's it called, the kaveris, is facing down, right, then you don't say lovet. The lo amrin lovet ela b'mechitzos. Lovud, you only say with mechitzos, which I don't understand 100%, because we have a million cases of lovud on horizontals, where there's no mechitza, on what's it called, in spaces in mechitzas, right? Lovud, you say, we had before by the Rishus HaRabim, that things that are pieces of dirt and things in Rishus HaRabim, if they're less than three tvachim, are considered part of the Rishus HaRabim. It's also a din of lovud. Right? And the part of the halach of lovud is based on the fact that you can't plane off a Rishus HaRabim. There's always instructions, so anything within three tzvachim is considered like it's on the ground. So I'm not sure 100% why this is only by mechitzas, but that's what everybody says, that the din of lovet, this kind of lovet, is only when there's mechitzas. U'v'shelo kafal lekel emeimer lovet, d'lo amrin lovet el mechitzas. V'hon milsa bein labaya bein l'rava, d'abaya nomi modi, d'vo'inin hanocha kulu b'shus HaRabim. Abaya also holds that theoretically you need the whole thing to be settled in Rishus HaRabim. But if even part of it is out of Rishus HaRabim, you're not chayav. Ela d'abaya lo choshim krumios. Abaya doesn't count the strands that extend above to be considered an integral part of the chayfetz. Ava b'ha modi de below krumios yisulam ala mayut. Right? Whatever Abaya holds, he doesn't hold there are krumias, he holds the krumias or what's it called, not significant, right? That's the only reason he holds it. The whole thing's considered Rishus HaRabim. Because the strands that stick up, that's not considered part of the chetet. With tochen asuyos. And also, if you, what's it called, didn't, and Abaya also holds that, Ravashi holds that even if you put it with the bottom, the opening facing bottom, so the mechitzas can extend, that's only mechitzas that are made for the outside. But mechitzas that are made for the inside, right, they're not made for the outside, those don't extend. L'haniach b'hem dvash, v'lo l'kofan klapi mata. The mechitzas are made for the sake of the kaveris, for the inside of the kaveris. They're not made, what's it called, to be extended downwards. Hilkach ein katoris lovet. Lovet is only where you have mechitzas that are made to be on the ground, to be down. But if the mechitzas are only made for the sake of the kli, right, to keep dvash inside, then those mechitzas don't extend. Those you don't say lovet.